I don't know why I didn't try the Lord many years ago. It would have saved me so much misery. My foolish mind couldn't find what it was really looking for. Now it's a good life living for the Lord.
It's a Good Life, a program brought to you by Lewis Woodard Ministries of Fruitland Park, Florida. I'm your speaker, Lewis Woodard. Let me invite you to stay with me for these next few minutes for Bible study, fellowship, and prayer. Why? Because it's a good life. In our last study of the book of Ruth, we left off with verse 7 of chapter 3. It says there, "And when Boaz had eaten and drunk, and his heart was merry, he went to lie down at the end of the heap of corn, and she," that's Ruth, "came softly and uncovered his feet and laid her down." We continue reading on with verse 8, and it says, "And it came to pass at midnight that the man was afraid," and this is Boaz, "and turned himself, and behold, a woman lay at his feet." Now this shows the man was afraid. What does this mean? Well, I think it's because he was unaware of how events would transpire. Ruth followed Naomi's advice and went down to the threshing floor. Now, Boaz was not aware of this, and this was taking place, and it really took him by surprise. And I want you to notice also that the threshing floor, and this is the place of, we could say in our lives, the place of trial that refines our faith, and that is down. When we're down, that is something that is trying our faith. When something happens to us, it just kind of knocks us down. And we just don't understand sometimes. And this is a representation, as we look at the book of Ruth on the threshing floor, was down. We get down sometimes. And it's a place where, as John the Baptist testified in John 3:30, this is where we must say what John the Baptist said and have the same idea that John the Baptist had. He said of Christ, he said, "He must increase, but I must decrease." It's something that, once again, we need to be humble like John the Baptist was here. Now, John the Baptist was a man among men, but when he saw Christ and he understood who Christ was, he said, "He must increase, but I must decrease." It's easy to talk about, but never nice in reality when we think of this. And maybe it means coming and acknowledging to the Lord that you've been a failure as a Christian, a failure as a husband, or a failure as a mother. When God creates, He starts with nothing and creates something. When we realize that really we are nothing without Him, and when we look at this, He creates something. And when God makes somebody, He always starts with nobodies. But it always starts by laying yourself down in humility at the Lord's feet. And this is where Ruth was at. Concerning Boaz, she was lying at his feet, and this shows humility. Well, Boaz was on the threshing floor to protect his property from robbers. There was always the threat of robbers, just as David was told, and it was told in 1 Samuel 23:1. It says, "Behold, the Philistines fight against Keilah, and they robbed the threshing floor." So this man was protecting his property, and no doubt he was startled to have something like this take place. He didn't know that this was going to take place with Ruth being there or anybody being there. And verse 7, remember we read that, how that he was lying there, and Boaz was afraid. It was midnight, and something unexpected was happening. Well, Boaz might have been thinking of Job 34:20, and after all, it was midnight, and Job 34:20, it says, "In a moment shall they die, and the people shall be troubled at midnight and pass away, and the mighty shall be taken away without hand." Well, as Boaz turned, he found a woman at his feet. Now, Boaz was startled, but as he turned, he found a woman at his feet. And Ruth chapter 3 and verse 9 goes on to say, "And he said," and this is Boaz, "Who art thou?" And she, that's Ruth, answered, "I am Ruth, thine handmaid. Spread therefore thy skirt over thine handmaid, for thou art a near kinsman." Well, there's a question answered here. It was no doubt hard to see. It was midnight, and Boaz asks, "Who are you?" Remember, he was startled. And the question is answered here. It says, who are you? And Ruth answers and says, I'm your handmaiden. Well, handmaid and handmaiden is translated from two Hebrew words. And both of the words, which normally mean a female slave, well, it's used as a term of humility and respectful self-deprecation or depreciation in the presence of great men, prophets, and kings. Well, Ruth continues by saying, protect me. This is, we see this when she said, spread therefore thy skirt over thine handmaid. And when we think of this, we go back to the book of John once again. This reminds me of the protection of the Savior for his own. John chapter 10, verses 11 through 16, it says, I am the good shepherd. This is Jesus speaking. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is an hireling, and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming, and leaveth the sheep, and fleeth. And the wolf catcheth them, and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth, because he is an hireling, and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold. Them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Well, Jesus continues on in this line of speaking here in John chapter 10, and we go from verse 16 of John chapter 10, and we look at, start in verse 27 down through verse 30, he continues this by saying, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. In other words, they have protection. They're never going to die spiritually. They're alive spiritually. And they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all. And no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Not only do we have eternal spiritual life, we have eternal life. This body that we're in now will be changed one day. We'll live forever, but we'll also have that new body that's going to live forever. Ruth was already under God's wing of protection, just as we are now, and was now asking to be under Boaz's wing. Well, why would Ruth ask for Boaz's protection? Well, we see this as we read on, and we understand that Ruth recognized Boaz as Redeemer, because she said, for thou art a near kinsman. Ruth chapter 3 and verse 9. And in Isaiah 44:6 it says, thus saith the Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, I am the first, and I am the last, and beside me there is no God. Isaiah 47:4, as for our Redeemer, the Lord of hosts is his name, the Holy One of Israel. Isaiah 54:5 goes on to say, for thy Maker is thine husband, the Lord of hosts is his name, thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, the God of the whole earth shall he be called. Job 19:25, for I know that my Redeemer liveth, Job said, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. And finally in Psalm 19:14, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. Yes, as Ruth looked toward Boaz and to Boaz as her near kinsman redeemer, we look to the Lord Jesus Christ as our redeemer. He is our strength. As we get saved, he is our strength. He's our protection. And he's much more than that. He is our redeemer. Well, Boaz makes a promise as we keep reading here in Ruth chapter 3 and verses 10 and 11. It says, and he said, this is Boaz speaking once again, and he said, blessed thou of the Lord, my daughter, for thou hast showed more kindness in the latter end than at the beginning. Inasmuch as thou followest not young men, whether poor or rich, and now, my daughter, fear not, I will do to thee all that thou requirest, for all the city of my people doth know that thou art a virtuous woman. Well, we see here a blessing. Ruth did not look to young, old, rich, or whatever, what you would have there, the men, she looked to the one who could redeem, according to verse 10. And Boaz told Ruth he would not only protect her physical well-being, but also her testimony, according to verse 11. She was a virtuous woman, and this would be protected. Her testimony would be protected. He would take care of this. And you know, protection, God will protect his own, according to Matthew chapter 10. Verse 29 says, Are not two sparrows sold for a farthing? And one of them shall not fall on the ground without your father. And Matthew 10:31 goes on to say, Fear ye not, therefore. Ye are of more value than many sparrows. Safe person, you're protected by God today. Oh, I'm not saying that things won't come into your life that may cause you to have problems, but God is there. God is taking care of you. And as we think back even in our lives, how God has, his hand of protection has been upon us, and we need to thank him daily for this. In Romans chapter 8 and verse 33, we see here about testimony. It says, Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. People can look and they can cast a judgment upon on individuals and say, Well, you know, I don't believe that person's saved. Well, it has to do with the heart. It has to do with saying, Lord, come into my heart. I receive you as Savior. I turn, Lord, from my sin. I want to turn from that sin, but Lord, you'll have to do it. I'm confessing that I'm lost and I need a Savior. And then when we get saved, we realize that God protects our testimony, if we'll let him, because it's God that justifieth, according to Romans 8:33. We don't justify ourselves. It is God who justifies. So nobody can lay a charge to us. 2 Corinthians 6:17 says, Wherefore come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing. And what does he say? And I will receive you. In other words, I'll let people know that you're saved. I'll let them realize that you have gone from death unto life. God will stand up for us if we will let him, according to Romans 8:33. Ruth had come out from among them. Remember, she left Moab, the land of death, and the place of death, and she was different. She had separated herself from Moab, from the land of death, and Ruth followed a woman who had a godly testimony into the land of the living. We too need to lead people into the land of the living and be able to say, as the Apostle Paul said, Be ye followers of me, even as I also am of Christ. 1 Corinthians 11:1. You need to be saved to be able to say that, of course. Be followers of me. We want people to be saved. And people will see a godly testimony in us when we quit following the world, acting like the world, and praising the world, and doing worldly things. We need to get serious about the things of God.
You've been listening to It's a Good Life Radio. To request a free transcript of this program, you can write to Dr. Woodard at 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731. Visit our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We know you will be blessed. This program is listener supported. Support your local church first. Any gifts to support this ministry can be sent to LRWM at 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731. Until next time, this is Doug Anderson reminding you, it's a good life living for the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly, is our prayer.